And we turn now gently to New Jersey, where the Fusco family has lost 4 members to COVID-19. 73-year-old Grace Fusco, the matriarch, died Wednesday night. Her oldest son, Carmine, preceded her in death that day. Her oldest daughter, Rita Fusco Jackson, died last Friday. A son, Vincent, died yesterday. Of Grace's 11 children, 2 others are in critical condition. Many of the extended family are in the hospital. There are 27 grandchildren. Everyone is in quarantine. The family was active in horse racing in New Jersey and at St. Robert Bellarmine Catholic Church in Freehold. Monsignor Sam Suriani is their pastor. And Father, I can't even imagine how your church community is reacting. We are so sorry.
Well, I appreciate the condolences. It is a nightmare for that family, for the people who know them. They're well known in the community, but there's also the underlying fear and stress of the virus.
Well, but this becomes so pointed for you all. I mean, you're in quarantine right now. Your church has been deep cleaned. And, you know, I'm thinking of the older daughter, Rita Fusco Jackson. She was heavily involved in the church. She taught, as I understand it, Sunday school, sang in the choir.
Yes, she was sang in the choir. Her last rehearsal was March 1st. So basically, the choir members who were at that choir practice have kind of self-quarantined themselves. And then she also worked in our wedding coordinator ministry, reminding the brides to breathe before they come down the aisle. And then she also was very involved in the prayer garden committee.
Well, and we understand that the epicenter of this outbreak there was a, you know, some people have been calling it a big party, but we understand from reporting that this was just their average Tuesday night dinner. This was a huge Italian family, and they had dinners, and everybody came. And that included somebody who then, it's thought, had contact with somebody who worked at a racetrack in New Jersey, who also died, was the first death in New Jersey. And so, you know, everybody at that dinner, all these family members, I mean, are they even able to mourn their grandmother, you know, siblings, or are they all in quarantine?
They're all in quarantine. The last time I talked to anyone in the family, I was told that they didn't even tell Grace that Rita had died.
And Grace, again, the matriarch, the grandmother.
Yes.
And Rita, her oldest daughter. Ugh.
And so family members are quarantined with the immediate family, but there is no time to come together and grieve. Of course, with the new regulations, I don't know how we'll proceed, but we're open to working with the funeral homes and the family to make this as we move forward.
Horrendous. And, you know, we know that state officials came forward and said, this is what we've been saying. You can't have these, you know, gatherings, even if it's a family dinner and happens to be a big family.
Yeah, yes, because you don't know how. I don't know if it was a family member who had contact with the gentleman from North Jersey. But it's important to realize that this was their livelihood. The Fusco family were involved in horse racing. 2 grandsons stopped by the rectory months ago to get their medals blessed that they'll put on their horses while they race. So this is part of their lives.
Yeah. So now you've also got 27 people from the community who had to be tested, and they're in the hospital. People want to keep them quarantined until the test results come back. So you've got that layer on this story. You have no idea how many other people might have been infected from this wonderful family. Are you worried, too, about not being able to service your flock right now?
Well, right now, I'm very grateful to my staff because several years ago, we began to do a lot online. And so far, we've celebrated Mass 3 times on Facebook Live. So we're trying to be present to our community as much as we can.
You know, Father, when your parishioners say to you, how could God do this? You know?
God didn't do this. Hmm. I really believe that viruses and illnesses and terrible things that happen are just part of life. What our faith teaches is that no matter what happens in life, God will be with us. In the good times and in the bad times, in the happy celebrations and in the sorrowing times, the grief, God will be with us. And that's the strength that I have so that I can be with my people and be able to talk to them and to encourage them not to stop praying. And it's all right to pray with tears in your eyes.
Yeah. That's Monsignor Sam Suriani. Father, we just wish the best for the other Fusco family members who are now hospitalized. We wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless, and please stay healthy.
You too.